What exactly do we mean when we use the term self-esteem? In everyday conversation and in professional literature, the term is often thrown around loosely, used interchangeably with self-respect, self-love, and a sense of self-worth, and also with the term self-concept. In fact, these terms are not at all interchangeable. The self-concept or self-image is the set of beliefs and images we all have and hold to be true of ourselves. By contrast, our level of self-esteem, or self-respect, self-love, or self-worth, is the measure of how much we like and approve of our self-concept. A person's self-concept will usually contain a wide variety of images and beliefs. Some of these are simply statements of fact whose accuracy is easily verifiable. I am a woman. I am tall. I am a mother. I am a lesbian. I am poor. Others refer to less tangible aspects of the self, and their accuracy is not so easy to verify. I am smart. I am ugly. I am incompetent. I am sexy. I am unlovable. I am worthless. Taken one by one, each image and belief that goes into a woman's self-concept has a bearing on her self-esteem. But we don't give those images and beliefs equal weight and prominence. Rather, we put the various components together so that the self-concept resembles a collage. Those beliefs and images that are most important to our identity and our self-worth will be placed in the center and foreground and constitute the core of self-concept. Those beliefs and images that are less important will be placed towards the periphery of the collage, outside the core. There actually are two types of self-esteem, global and specific. Global self-esteem is the measure of how much we like and approve of our perceived self as a whole. Specific self-esteem is the measure of how much we like and approve of a certain part of ourselves. If a woman places a high value on a certain aspect of herself, her looks or intelligence, for example, her global self-esteem will be greatly affected by her specific self-esteem in that one area. But if a woman doesn't value a certain aspect, her cooking skills, for example, her specific self-esteem in that area won't have much impact on her overall or global self-esteem. Some women fear that having high global self-esteem means being arrogant, vain, conceited, egotistical, selfish, and feeling superior and insensitive to others. Such traits actually are more common among people with low self-esteem. As the old saying goes, the hollow drum beats the loudest. A person who has high self-esteem simply knows many aspects of herself, has respect for herself, is aware and appreciative of her own worth.